Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day. What's your most memorable rejection? Work, family, personal life, otherwise? Let us know. 713-572-4610. This comes up because the New York Knicks did it again. The New York Knicks did it again.
Is it five now?
I could think of only three off the top of my head. So you let me know if there's some other ones.
They had two yesterday.
Yeah. They reached out to the Hawks, the Timberwolves.
That's right. I remember the Hawks.
Yeah. So Rockets.
The ones that I remember. Oh, yeah. No, that's five. Yeah. Because it started with the idea once the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau from being their head coach after their second round exit from the Eastern Conference playoffs. The report was that they were interested in Jason Kidd and Ime Udoka. Of the Mavs and Rockets, respectively, to which, I mean, here locally, it was like, the answer was bleep no.
Yeah.
And that's not just from the fans. That seemed to be from the organization, right? Stephen A. Smith got out here, like, he got a text while he was working that in essence, read bleep no.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have enough money in the world to make that one happen, which, good job, Rockets. Way to go there. But also, the Dallas Mavericks, like, they just came out, I think, yesterday with a statement on this that this was asinine, which is like, hey, you want to say that a little earlier, right? Like, you sure, Jason Kidd, you sure you didn't have some interest? But yeah, so there was that. Then we found out Fig, I think, was that yesterday or the day before that the Knicks were interested in Quinn Snyder, who's currently the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
We also knew about Chris Finch a couple days ago as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is
five.
The head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. And then didn't they just ask? Was it Fred Billy Donovan?
Billy Donovan, yeah,
that's the other one.
Yeah. Who is the head coach of the Chicago Bulls? And I was like, damn, we not even still talking about great head coaches no more.
It's getting to the point where coaches in the NBA are like, hey, ask about me.
Hey, at this point, I want them to keep going, go through every single team.
They have been rejected and rejected and rejected.
I want to see who say yes.
Yeah. Like at this point, this is some kind of weird kink.
Yeah.
Like y'all like this. Because I was like,
it's definitely a category.
And yeah. I get, to be fair, like Billy Donovan, really, really good college basketball coach, won a couple of titles with Florida back in the day, was okay, I think, in
He's
Oklahoma
a good coach.
City. I think he was solid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how successful one can be with the Bulls in general, but the Bulls had a little bit of a better season this year than I guess some of the years past. So maybe that's the reason why you go about it. But I'm like, dog, I want to see how far this goes. Like, who do they call that makes us go, all right, are you sure?
They're going to call
Hey,
some
call
team.
Boston.
They're going to call something. They're going to say, yes, please, yes.
Yeah, just go ahead. You got them.
Yeah, I want them to call Boston. See what's up with Boston. Hey, hell, call OKC right now.
In the middle of it. Yeah. Hey, Mark Dagnall, I see
what's up with Rick Carlisle.
Too many minutes. You want to come coach?
Call Rick Carlisle right now.
Right now.
just unbelievable. Like, and what's funny is, and I saw Spo tweeting about this, the idea that hey, man, we're getting closer and closer to NBA draft time. Like, it is fair to note that what team would willingly put themselves in a place where they need to look for a coach anew because they're willing to let you come take their coach?
That too.
Yeah.
At this point in time in the year.
Unless you're a team that's probably about to fire your coach already or randomly or whatever, and you just say, hey, I don't know what you could trade for him or get for him, but maybe it's something like that, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Knicks are hilarious. Very, very funny. Very funny indeed. So that led us to what's your most memorable rejection? as people already weighing in on the, from the 346, got rejected for a manager job at Target because they were told they had too much experience.
Oh, that happens a lot.
The too much experience is always hilarious to me because it's like, so I'm supposed, like, how's that your problem?
I got denied a lot of jobs, not recently, but as I was doing this job before I got full time, because I guess the resume kind of scared them because I was only doing radio and I was trying to get a job at a grocery store. And it was just like, nah.
All right, Lopez, I feel like you teased us earlier with the notion of you rejecting yourself somehow.
Yes, I rejected myself for a well-known mass murderer.
This sounds like a cop-out, don't it?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I want to hear what this
is.
No,
I won't. I'll give you the non-cop-outs first. I mentioned the one earlier.
Okay, so he's admitting
I've never been rejected, but I rejected.
No. I rejected myself, but I'll get to that in a second. So the one I mentioned earlier was the National. It was a huge, huge sports daily newspaper. They tried to make it like some of these international, like L'Equipe, you know, from France, and what's the Italian one? They tried, you know, Frank DeFord.
The one that I think about in Italy, though, is a soccer one.
Yeah, but there's another national. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They tried to make it the National Sports Daily. And Frank DeFord, at the time, the premier sports writer in America, Sports Illustrated, bunch of books, all that stuff, was the editor in chief. And I was only at the Chronicle for about six months or so. And it was 1990. And I got a call from someone and they said, hey, you know, we want to interview you for this national college football job. I think it was pretty sure it was that. Yeah, covering national college football for the National. I was like, well, I just got here, but I mean, come on, you know, you know, money and a national presence and all that stuff. It was in New York City. And I was going to interview with Frank DeFord. And so they flew me up. They put me in the Marriott Marquis, meals, the whole nine yards.
He got flewed out.
Yeah, everything. You know, had a car. They had a car waiting for me to go interview with and speak with Frank DeFord. And it turns out he really did. And this is not, I mean, he really did like have me on his list. Wanted me. Yeah. You know,
what? What are you laughing at?
The way you curled your lip right there. No,
I was agreeing. I said, sure. I did nothing wrong.
The National's number one investor, I think his sole owner, was a billionaire out of Mexico. And I walked into Frank DeFord's office, and within 3 seconds, I knew. He looked at me, says, I love your writing. You know, I think you're really good. And I went, oh, why am I even here then? It turns out
it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It turns out they interviewed me because I was Hispanic, and they wanted to tell the big owner, hey, there's this guy, he's on our radar. But they had already given the job. I forgot, it was a really famous guy too that ended up being their national college football writer. And I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go have a nice dinner. I had a steak dinner that night.
apparently it didn't beat you up too much because you didn't remember old boy's name.
I'll have to look it up. I don't remember his name.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
I got a homeboy who used to play in the league, and he did not get a whole big contract because somebody else got it. I think it was LaVishka Chenault or something or something like that. And so he's like, he remembers that name. Yeah, that name sticks with him.
And then there's always the personal level. I'm sure a lot of guys have the rejection by a girl. The one that stands out, I think it was also 7th or 8th grade. Sean was talking about that earlier. Crush and all that stuff. We know the drill. And, you know, I asked her if she wanted to be my girlfriend, however I asked her or whatever it was. And she not only said, I think we should be, we're friends, that whole thing.
Yeah, don't want to ruin the friendship, of course.
She said, I think of you like my brother.
There it is. That's the one.
like my brother.
That's the one. Shot to the heart. You're done. Like 10 count.
Like my brother.
That's right.
It's like, what?
Sorry, man.
Okay, but here's the one.
Wait, you got? There's more?
No, the one where I rejected myself for a well-known murderer. Figgy, I've told you this story in the past. I was flying out of Denver, covering a football game. This is early in my career at the Chronicle in the early 90s, or in the mid-90s, because it was after the fact, and you'll know what the fact was here in a second. I got upgraded to first class.
Nice.
I mean, because I had so many points with Continental. It was Continental back then. I'm sitting down. They're about to pull off the gate, and the red coat comes in. You know, the person at the gate, and says, "Mr. Lopez, we have a passenger that paid full price for the first class ticket. You don't have to move because we were about to pull out, and he can have to take a seat somewhere in the back, whatever." And just trying to be nice, I said, "Eh."
That was your first mistake.
Yep, it was. Mm-hmm. I said, "Yeah, I'll go to the back. I don't care. I just want to get home. You know, whatever." Got my stuff out of the overhead bin, pull it down, start walking to the back. I turn around. O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
O.J. Simpson was late to the gate, which is ironic given his hurt.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole idea, is that he's good about navigating the airport.
Which is ironic given the old Hertz commercials.
Is that just when he's deplaning that he's good about
this
moving to the airport?
This was after the trial. This was after the trial.
So you was nice enough to give a murderer your seat, huh?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And yeah. I went, If I'd have known that, I said, hell no. Hell no.
So there's some more coming in from the 832. They said they interviewed with Enron summer of 2001, received a rejection letter. I think you understand the way that they sued themselves on that one, seeing as they had a job once it imploded in December. On the YouTube page, this is great from Rob, who said, that he was dealing with his daughter's kindergarten graduation. Went up to another girl's mom because, their daughters, I guess, had become some level of friends. So he asked the mother if they could exchange information so the kids could get together during the summer.
Yeah.
Apparently the mother said, oh, yeah, no, I have work.
She knew what was up.
you think that our guy Rob was
trying to be
slick?
Hey, you don't have to lie.
Nah, he's trying to be slick.
You don't have to lie to us, Ron. Is it
Rob was like, the babies need together and have fun over the summer.
You know, they can play. Yeah. And we'll just sit and chat.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, salute to him. That was a slick way to do it.
See, y'all, I believe that she was on the up and up there.
936, a girl I liked in middle school referred to me and my friend as Matt and the Fat Kid. My name ain't Matt.
Damn, dog. Damn, dog. Like, dang. You want a pet name, but not that one. I'll tell you, not that one.
What about you?
All right, so mine is still frustrating to this day, just because what was the point? Mm-hmm. So I had a friend of mine that, you meet people over the internet, and then now in this day and age, homegirl, distance. She lets me know, I'm going to be in Houston. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you want to do something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, me being me, and maybe this is what it was like, but we had, conversations about music. I was like, there's this jazz lounge I've been meaning to check out. Would you like to go? All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All this set up. Day of comes, right? Next few days, day of comes. I'm like, all right, just checking in. Boom, boom, boom. No response. Get a little bit closer. All right. I'm getting ready to leave out. Are we still good? No response. Straight ghosted. And I was like, all right. It'd be one thing if it was like I had set this up. You hit me up.
Yes.
Why? Like, how did that happen? Like, to this day, the weirdest rejection, because
you were a backup plan.
Have you talked to her since?
That might have been it.
You were a backup plan.
Yeah.
That might have been it. I did talk to her a little bit later. Mm-hmm.
But that was worse. Not to make it even worse, but that has all the markings of, I'll go out with him. But
thanks, dog. Appreciate you.
If this plan don't work out, then I'll go to the jazz bar.
Yeah. I was like, hey, thanks for considering my time. Yeah,
that's wrong, man.
And my thing about it was you didn't have to. Like, if you didn't have nothing, that's fine.
I would have been totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one still annoys me to this day. Some other ones that came in from 346, they said in their early 20s, smartphones had started taking over, but they were a month away from their upgrade, so they still had a flip phone. Girl turned them down off of the flip phone. Hey, man, having an Android out here probably gets you in that same space. And then Lamont on the YouTube page said this: after getting out of the military, had lunch for an interview at a barbecue spot. When got his food, sprinkled a little salt and pepper on the sides before eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy came over, said, thank you for your time, and left.
What?
Apparently, adding seasoning to the food that the chef made.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, that make him feel some type of way.
Immediately grabbing the salt shaker.
That's tough, yeah. Man.
And that makes him feel some type of way. Oh, Rob said his single dad issues. All right, yep. And see, I was defending you.
Slick, you man. Don't got to lie to us, man.
You're trying to be slick.
You don't got to lie to us.
She saw through the matrix, brother. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we go around the NFL. And how about we add a special guest, possibly?
How about that?
Let's see about Mo City kid, A&M alum, and Super Bowl champion Anai Smith. Let's talk to him next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.